We did everything but score. They scored, and they've taken 3 points, but the game's changed from the referee's decision.
Yeah, that's just Abu Ogogo sending off. But before that, a bright start from Daggers in the first 20 minutes. You really went for it.
Yeah, we started very, very well. Started very bright. And, had a few chances and should have probably capitalised better, but we didn't. When it's 0-0, it gives them a little bit of a chance to stay in the game, and we should have, maybe scored one or two goals in the first half.
You mentioned the change in the game when Ogogo got sent off. Strangely, after that, you created some really good opportunities on goal and probably could have scored two or three.
Yeah, Cureton's come on, he's looked lively. But we, we've hit the bar a couple of times. Wasn't meant to be.
What was your view on the Ogogo sending off?
Not sending off. The guy's got him round the neck. The assistant manager's just come in to me and said it wasn't a sending off. Referees make those decisions and they have to live by them. But it's cost us points today because it's changed the complexion of the game.
But so unfortunate to concede with seconds to go of normal time.
Again, we've conceded, but we're giving the ball away and they've put it in the box and they've got two or three people in the box and we haven't marked correctly and they've scored. Very, very disappointed.
How is Abu at the moment?
I've not spoken to him. I've got the beauty I have is being able to see it over and over and over again. And the player's clearly got him round the neck. And then they fall over and, how the referee can send him off, I do not know.
You also had a claim maybe for a penalty.
It was a penalty. The referee's 15 yards away looking at the linesman. I've never seen it before. I'm baffled. I don't know what, anywhere else on the pitch, it's a foul. He's not giving it. And I keep hearing is, it wasn't this, it wasn't, it is what it is. But, unfortunately, officials can dictate a game at times.
It was a ratty game, really, wasn't it? Both teams were kind of just niggling at each other without it being a dirty one.
I actually don't think there was a bad foul in the game. I don't actually think there was a bad foul in the game. I think it was two teams that were very, very competitive. Both teams wanted to win the football match. You can't legislate for decisions that are made.
On the bright side, some decent performances there. Ali Youssef with a home start.
Yeah, I thought he was very bright. He worked incredibly hard. He's come in and, he's done extremely well and I'm really pleased for him. We had chances to go ahead. And when you have chances, you need to capitalise. We've hit the bar a couple of times, I believe. The goalkeeper's made two or three top-class saves. One from Cureton is a fantastic save. I don't know how he's saved that.
You go on now to Luton in a positive frame of mind?
I think we have to. We're going to have to patch him up. We've got Labadie potentially out, Ogogo out, Luke Howe out. So we've got three of our five midfield players out. But, we have to now go again and we have to be resilient and we have to pick ourselves up and, go to a very, very tough place on Tuesday night.
It's the kind of place you might get a result though.
Well, you'd like to think so. I've never beaten my good friend, Mr. Steele, in any game. So, let's hope that there's a change in fortune.